Oh.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing today? My name is Tony. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm great.
Awesome. Sorry to bother you, ma'am. I am conducting an opinion poll about the elections in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Awesome. Now, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote in the Democratic primary, probably, or are you going to wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I'll vote in the primary.
Now, could you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about each of the following people or organization? Nathan Johnson. Do you have a favorable, I'm sorry?
Favorable.
Is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Planned Parenthood.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Colin Allred.
Favorable.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Ron Kirk.
Favorable.
Roland Gutierrez.
Don't really know Roland Gutierrez.
What about Victoria Nieves?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Clay Jenkins?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Jasmine Simon.
Jasmine Simon or Jasmine?
Yes.
Crockett.
Actually, it's Simon here. Jasmine Simon.
I don't know a Jasmine Simon. I know a Jasmine
okay.
Crockett.
Okay. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Favorable.
A very or somewhat?
Very.
In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Elizabeth Ginsburg. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Education, guns, voting rights, abortion, local control.
Voting rights.
And what is the next most important issue? Education, guns, abortion, local control.
Education.
Okay. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs business-friendly message. Which
that
one will you...
That question was so long, I forgot the question.
I know, yeah. No, would you prefer a candidate in the Texas State House that has positions, most liberal positions, on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one that has the best shot of beating Republican Morgan Mayer by running a strong, I'm sorry?
Best shot of beating Morgan Mayer, the second one that you
okay.
just mentioned.
Great. Now, could you please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon? Could you please let me know if this statement leads you to definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact, in your opinion? Now, Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Would that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or has no impact?
Definitely vote for her.
Jasmine is a self-made success. The child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Now, this statement will make you definitely vote for her, probably, or has no impact.
No impact.
Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Would you vote for her? Probably, definitely, or does that have any impact?
Probably, yes.
Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Would you definitely vote for her? Probably, or has no impact?
Definitely.
Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Would that make you definitely vote for her? Probably, or has no impact?
Definitely vote for her.
Now, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Would you definitely vote for her? Probably, or has no impact?
Has no impact.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Would that particular statement make you definitely vote for her, probably, or has no impact?
No impact.
Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Would that have any impact? Would you probably vote for her, or definitely?
Probably.
Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Would that make you definitely vote for her, probably, or has no impact?
No impact.
Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Would that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably, or has no impact?
No impact.
Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Would you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her, or has no impact because of that statement?
No impact.
In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Would that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably, or has no impact?
No impact.
Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Would that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably, or has no impact?
No impact.
I truly thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Just allow me a couple of more, just one more minute. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee in a respected and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Liz Ginsburg.
Now, as you may know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Could you please rate if the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you? If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature Valdez Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Does it matter? Probably vote against her, or definitely vote against her?
I don't think it matters.
Okay. Now, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Would this make you definitely vote against Jasmine Simon, probably vote against her, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County, turning Dallas County blue. Would this make you definitely vote against her, probably, or does that matter?
Doesn't matter.
Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer. Now, there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Would that make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Does not matter.
Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Would that make you definitely vote against her? Probably, or does that matter?
Vote against her.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Liz Ginsburg.
Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Say that again?
What would be the most important issue that a Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Voting issues.
Voting issues, okay.
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, just that was my answer, voting issues.
Okay. Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
55
to 64, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what is the last grade you completed in school? 11th grade, high school, business school or some college, college graduate degree.
Graduate degree.
Awesome. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
moderate.
Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Caucasian, or other?
American.
I'm sorry?
African American.
Awesome. Thank you, ma'am. And I thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. I truly thank you. Thank you for helping me out. Thank you, ma'am. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.